we've got a very special guest here in the studio with me. This gentleman is a composer, an arranger, a conductor, a recording star. You may have seen him on TV. A lot of people may not know that this gentleman was Theodore on the recording of the Chipmunks song. Johnny Mann. Johnny, it is good to have you with us.
Thank you, Earl. It's a pleasure to be here with you because I know what your background is, and I'm going to tell everybody.
I have played a lot of Johnny Mann recordings in my life. Well, a lot of them.
I appreciate it. You're young enough that you had a chance to play a few thousand of them.
You were telling me before we went on that you started singing choral music when you were just a child?
Yes, I was fortunate enough to. My mom and dad were both music and choir people. And my mom was a conservatory graduate from the Peabody, and my dad sang in choirs, and he didn't know note and a half of music. But they gave birth to John, and between them and the Lord, I fell in love with music. I was in a choir, a boys' choir. You know, the Buster Brown collar and the whole thing. I was in that when I was five. I started in my first choir, and I stayed in the choir until 1951 when I went in the Army. Some choir. That was a boys' choir, and then I went to St. Paul's School for Boys on a choir scholarship. Stayed in the choir through school, high school, and all of those years. Just loved it, the choral music, and that was the beginning of my life and my career.
How many instruments do you play?
Well, professionally, piano, of course, is number one. The piano, but I played trombone professionally, and I played bass professionally.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't count little things like harmonica. That's too silly.
Our guest is Johnny Mann. Johnny attends the Temple Baptist Church down in Anderson, South Carolina.
Yes, sir.
And he sings in the choir. And why are you here this weekend?
Well, over a period of the last year plus or so, I met a guy by the name of Tom Hammett and his wonderful wife, Faye, and their four young girl children. And I guess we had a mutual with my wife, Betty. The six of us had a mutual falling in love. And they came out and visited us at our home, which is now a new home in Anderson, South Carolina. We've only been in there a year. Technically, you know, we've only been in the house 9 months, but we were renting the first 3 months to get the house built. But Tom and Faye brought the family, and they came out, a couple of the girls, that is, and we just had a wonderful time. For those people who don't know, everybody here probably knows Tom Hammett and his choir, and he's a choir director and a musician and his family, and they're all full of it, man. They're full of music. They can sing, and they play all the instruments. They're a band, an orchestra, and a choral group all put together in one bunch.
And you're here to
visit.
To visit, and you're going to be leading choir at Rivermont Presbytery.
Oh, yes. I almost forgot that. I'm going to be conducting the choir. They're going to do three special arrangements this Sunday morning. One of them is a thing I wrote for Quiet Time Ministries. It's called Quiet Time, and it's very soft and easy in that idiom. And then they're going to do my Star Spangled Banner, which is a big thing I wrote, arrangement I wrote and recorded.
I want to go back to Quiet Time just a minute.
Go.
What inspired you to write this? Because the words, it's like you're praying to the Lord.
That's what it says. My wife, our church, that we have a church when we were back in California, there was a young woman by the name of Catherine Martin. She is a writer, a brilliant, brilliant teacher of the gospel and everything, and she teaches and talks and makes presentations. And she started Quiet Time Ministries 10 or going on 11 years ago now. And she created it, and she was working at things and at our church and head of women's ministries at our church in Palm Springs, California. My wife got involved and helped out working with Quiet Time Ministries and helping Catherine. And one day, my wife Betty comes home and from a meeting. She said, boy, Catherine's really got Quiet Time going and so and so and so and so. And then she said, I've got to run over here. She left. And I said, you know, Quiet Time, is a wonderful title for a song. And I can only say the Lord touched me, because I sat right down and I wrote it. I wrote the song out in about an hour and 45 minutes. And then I told Catherine about it, and she came over and I played it for her and sang it for her, and she cried and just thought it was wonderful. So we decided we'd record it. So I got my eight of my regular professional singers in Hollywood area. And I wrote the arrangement out. Then we went over there and recorded it, and everybody sort of liked it. I'm trying to be as modest as I can be here. But they liked it and said, why don't we put this out on a CD? And I said, you can't put a CD out with just one song on it. They said, well, what can we do? So I took a whole bunch of things that I had already written and arranged and conducted for Hal Leonard Publications, a bunch of the old familiar hymns that everybody knows, Amazing Grace, Come to the Daughter, In the Garden medley, Blessed Assurance medley, a whole bunch of things, Yankee Doodle, Battle Hymn of the Republic with the doxology in it. You'd have to hear that to hear it, Earl. But anyhow, we put it together and we made an album out of it. And now it's going all over the place because we're selling them to a lot of people, want them, that hear about Quiet Time. And some weird guy like Earl Friedenberg placed it on his radio show. And people seemed to like it because we heard it tonight. We were going to have dinner. And we were guests, my wife and I are guests at Tom Hammett and Faye's house. And we were just saying the blessing at dinner. We were standing in the kitchen, and Tom was saying the blessing. And in the background on the radio is playing Quiet Time.
Johnny Mann with the Johnny Man Singers and his own song, Quiet Time. Beautiful prayer, Johnny. Beautiful prayer.
Thank you, Earl. God, the Lord spoke to me.
I like that line, and so I pray each day to have you in my heart so I can raise my arms in praise, reach unto my Lord, sing his holy name, Jesus. He is my Jesus. I love my Jesus. That's really some great lyrics.
They're not mine. The Lord.
The Lord gave those to you.
Whatever talent I have, Earl, my mom was enormously talented. My dad was enormously talented, and the Lord gave me to rest. I didn't get it from education. I would have been a little better if I had, perhaps, but I didn't. I got it from them.
You have really been blessed down through the years.
Absolutely, 100%. That's why I can't take credit for it.
I mean, how many Grammys did you win?
5 Grammy nominations, 2 Grammys, and a few other things.